Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, pandemi COVID-19 mengakibatkan peningkatan tajam kesulitan keuangan yang dialami akibat kehilangan pekerjaan, pengurangan jam kerja, dan juga pengurangan gaji. Sebuah penelitian menemukan tingkat stres terhadap banyak keluarga berlipat ganda, dan biasanya anak-anak yang mengalami dampak terberat. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Garrett Borum dan Sonia Lal bagi SBS News. Dampak akibat pandemi virus corona terhadap pasar tenaga kerja Australia masih sedang diteliti, dengan rekor mencapai 600 ribu hilangnya pekerjaan pada bulan April. Emma King dari Victorian Council of Social Services mengatakan, banyak warga Australia mengalami dampaknya.
It hit and it hit really hard, and I think nothing spoke to that more than, you know, the lines that were circling around Centrelink of people who were terrified, who for many of whom just didn't think they would find themselves in this situation, and feeling really scared about, you know, how do you pay the bills?
Menurut data dari Australian Bureau of Statistics atau ABS, antara bulan Maret dan April sekitar 2,7 juta orang kehilangan pekerjaannya atau jam kerjanya dikurangi. Namun sebuah penelitian yang dilakukan oleh sebuah think tank kebijakan, The Mitchell Institute di Universitas Victoria, menemukan anak-anaklah yang mengalami dampak terburuknya. Stres akibat pekerjaan dan kerentanan siswa akibat COVID-19 di Australia diungkapkan dalam laporan. Jumlah anak-anak dari usia belum sekolah hingga sekolah menengah yang terkena dampak pandemi bertambah 2 kali lipat. Laporan tersebut menemukan jumlah tambahan sebanyak 780 ribu anak mengalami kenaikan 130% dibandingkan dengan data tahun 2020 dengan tahun 2016, yang kemungkinan mengalami dampak stres orang tua yang berkaitan dengan pekerjaan mereka. Penulis laporan tersebut, Kate Noble, mengatakan dampak terhadap anak-anak sangatlah berpengaruh.
We're obviously experiencing a really unprecedented shock, which is resulting in a whole range of stresses on families and people right across the board. So children in particular have had their worlds really turned upside down. Many of them have been temporarily disengaged from school. You know, their routines and their stability has been completely upended. So the added stress of employment stress within the family is likely to have a significant effect.
Nobel melanjutkan, stres berkaitan dengan pekerjaan naik hingga 400% di beberapa daerah perumahan di Melbourne, seperti daerah King Lake. Beberapa bagian perumahan di Sydney, seperti Sutherland, Pittwater, Rouse Hill, dan Cronulla, serta pusat kota Brisbane mengalami kenaikan tajam lebih dari 300%. Namun, Nobel mengatakan tempat-tempat di luar metropolitan juga mengalami ketakutan yang berhubungan dengan pekerjaan.
Some of the outer suburban areas of major capital cities have been particularly hard hit, but also regional areas outside of capital cities where parents are more likely to be working in jobs that are affected by COVID-19 shutdowns. So we are looking at really heavy impacts right across the board nationally, but particularly heavy impacts in some of those areas.
Beberapa daerah luar kota yang mengalami tekanan pekerjaan termasuk Queanbeyan dan Snowy Mountain di New South Wales, Bilula di Queensland, dan Warrnambool di Victoria. Dalam laporan tersebut ditemukan hubungan yang kuat antara proses belajar anak dan hasil perkembangannya dengan status pekerjaan orang tua mereka. Juga ditemukan anak-anak yang berada dalam keluarga yang mengalami kehilangan pekerjaan, 15% kemungkinan terpaksa harus mengulang kelas atau tidak naik kelas. Noble menjelaskan, sekolah-sekolah perlu memberikan dukungan untuk mengurangi dampak negatif terhadap anak-anak.
The reality is they're not really equipped to adequately deal with such a massive upsurge in student vulnerability in such a short amount of time. What we're likely to see is as schools get back to, you know, operations almost as usual, that's going to make a difference for a huge number of children, and they'll start to regain a sense of stability and security and re-engage in their learning pretty quickly. But that's not going to happen for all students, so we really need to make sure that the mechanisms and the funding and the support are in place to allow schools to support that role.
Remaja khususnya paling rentan. Dalam penelitian juga memperlihatkan kemungkinan yang tinggi mereka meninggalkan sekolah awal dan tidak melanjutkan ke universitas apabila mereka memiliki orang tua tanpa pekerjaan. Emma King mengatakan lebih lanjut kesulitan keuangan masih akan terus berlangsung.
Families either thought that they had the capacity to make ends meet, and now they're finding that they're having to make significant choices between can they put food on the table, can they turn the lights on. Their kids can potentially go to school, like they can, you know, they'll go to school, but can they fully participate? Are they able to pay for school camps? Are they going to school with a full tummy? Those sorts of things are really significant issues.
Ia menambahkan perlunya sebuah strategi setelah bulan September ketika pemerintah menghentikan program bantuan gaji.
The worry here is that it's got a very long tail. So we know that there's some support in place at the moment around JobKeeper and JobSeeker. That support is meant to end around September. I don't know what people are meant to do at that point in time.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.